Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
I wonder if you can imagine a place where you can do whatever, and be whatever you want. Whether you're on top, or the bottom. This is a place where your fantasy becomes reality.
Point your toe. By the mean to spot, but
Brought everything to your bed as if you have a Tell All Radio Tell Live. All radio Tell Live. All. God, who is so wonderful and awesome and just amazing. Shout out to him for just being him, you know? You always got to give your props to God, no matter what. So make sure y'all shout him out as well. Also, shout out to the Six Man Radio team for kicking it every week, 24/7, 7 days, 2 or 3 shows a day. Like, we definitely get it in. And I'm proud to be a part of such an amazing team of people. So, definitely keep listening, keep tuning in. If you want to hear other shows, all you have to do is go to www.6manradio.site40.net. And you can listen to all that good stuff. Different interviews, different conversation, all that good stuff. So definitely go check that out. And yeah. Also, shout out to you guys, my listeners, for tuning in every Wednesday night. You guys are so loyal to me. And I definitely appreciate it, like, so much. you just don't know. I appreciate you guys so, so much. Definitely keep me smiling and feeling extra good. So shout out to you. Tonight, like I said, is open discussion night. Tonight is going to get real down and dirty, pretty much. I do have something that I want to throw out there that I want you guys to think about and kind of give me your take on it. I was talking to a friend earlier today, and we were talking about monogamy, and we were talking about how every time you come around, if a man is in a relationship, or even if a woman is in a relationship, they always have a side piece. Always. Never fails. Even the manliest of men have, like, this side piece on the side, and they be getting it in. And I was wondering, since we were talking about it, is that true? Does every man or every woman have a side piece? Even if they're in a committed relationship with someone, is it possible for them not to have one? Or does everybody do it? Like, it's just the everybody do it type of thing. I don't know. I think, I would hope that we have some people out there who don't have to have side pieces. I would hope so. I really would, very much. But like I said, tonight is open discussion night. Whatever you want to talk about, that's what we're going to talk about. The number is 646-478-3599. I do have callers on the line who would like to say something. So I am going to bring a few of those callers in and see what's popping. All right? Let's see what they're talking about. So, radio, who's this?
Hi, Princess Jazzy.
Hi, Green. How are you?
I'm good. Now that you're back, welcome back. Where were you last week?
I was working.
I worked too, but I missed you, though. You know I always miss you, though.
I miss you guys. Like, I've been slacking. I've been working, like, extra hard.
Yeah. Well, you should be the CEO around here.
No. I'm not ready for that. Not all that.
Well, do I have to do something crazy for that to happen?
No, don't do nothing crazy, Lord, no. Don't do it.
Okay. You sure you good?
I'm great.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm great. How are you? How is the week going?
Looking good. Now you back.
That's good. I can brighten your day. Like, I love that. That's a great thing.
You would burn even more if you run 7 days by yourself.
No, not 7 days. I wouldn't make it.
Well, I could help you with that.
So what do you think about the conversation tonight? Tonight is open discussion. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. What do you want to talk about, Green?
As long as you're on here, we can talk about anything. You can ask me almost anything. It's all good. I'm just happy you're here.
Well, like I said, I was talking about, is it true that men or women, they always have to have, like, a side piece when they're in a relationship?
No, I've only had one ex-girlfriend, so no, I can't do that.
Okay.
I'm 29.
So you're like, you wouldn't
do it. God, no. I would have to be complete on my own before I'm complete with somebody else. I'd rather be with you anyway.
Oh, how sweet.
Because I know you've been cheating on. I know you've been cheating on, so I would definitely be faithful.
Yeah.
You already know.
It sucks. But honestly, I've done it before. Like, I have had, I've been the side piece in situations.
Well,
so,
I'm sure you were the nicer girl, and I'm sure you were the prettier girl, too, anyway. You definitely had the better voice, though.
Well, you know.
You know how I feel.
you know, you're interested in someone, you're getting to know someone, and then you realize that they're taken, and you're like, damn, I kind of like them.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I've been the side piece. I've been on both sides. I've been the side piece. I've been the woman who, you know, realizes he has a side piece. So.
How's your album coming?
It's actually good. You know, I've been, I just started working on it, like, the last couple of days. And, yeah, I'm a perfectionist, so.
When will I be able to hear it? Because I only have a cell phone.
I don't. You know, when I finish it, I will put it online.
Oh, for real? You won't forget about your number one fan? You won't forget about me?
Oh, I got you.
Definitely got you. I'm glad about that. I'm sure you got other callers to get to, but I'm staying right here because, you know, you did come out late tonight, but that's so good. At least you were here.
Yeah,
that's all that matters.
I did. I needed, an extra 30 minutes to get myself together. So I'm a little late.
Well, no, it's all right. You're always forgiven. Don't worry.
Well, that's good. I appreciate that.
You're always worth the wait.
You're so sweet to me.
No,
that's
what we get going for.
But definitely keep listening.
And
I know you are.
Alright, enjoy the other calls. Enjoy the rest of the show. I'm staying right here by Princess Jazzy.
Okay. Alright, you guys. Like I said, the conversation up for discussion for tonight is, can a man or woman be in a committed relationship without having a side piece? That is the conversation of the session. Definitely call in, talk to me. I'm interested to know what people think about that. Do you feel like men can be committed or women can be committed in a relationship without having somebody on the side? Like I said, I've been that side piece before. I've also been the woman who found out he had a side piece. So I've definitely been on both ends of the situation. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who've been on both ends of the situation as well. I'm going to go to another caller, see what they talk about. So yeah, let's see. So on radio, who's this?
Hello, how you doing? I'm James. In the building.
Hi, I'm good, James. How are you?
Wonderful.
That's good. So what do you think about this conversation? Do you think men or women can be in a committed relationship without having a side piece?
I think it can if both parties are actually looking for a serious commitment. And, you know, the funny thing about it is, sometimes people don't want you until you got somebody.
That's true.
And being that that is the case, sometimes we're not really out there like that. And we don't normally get a woman, I'm speaking for a man, but as soon as we get one, all of the birds come out the tree and we get tempted to stray because we are not used to all this attention. But I believe that we could be committed if both parties are in it for the same reason, which is the long-term effect. You know?
Yeah. I definitely agree. And that's a great point, because like I was telling my friend when we were having the conversation, you know, he was like, is monogamy natural? And I was like, no, you know, it's not natural. It's something you have to work at. It's something that both parties have to be willing to make happen rather than, you know, it just happens.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, you know, back in the day, they was had more than one wife. So no, it ain't natural, but it can be part of a relationship if that's what you both want and you both work at it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is nobody want to put in the work. The problem was anybody want to put in. No one wants to put in the work anymore.
Mhm. That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, as far as, like, you know, when men had more than one wife, how do you feel about that? Like, do you feel like that's cool, that's what's up, or do you feel like, what if a woman was like, okay, you can have more than one wife, but I want more than one husband?
Yeah.
Would you be okay?
No, because I don't want nobody dipping my cookie jar with me. So, feel me? I don't want nobody dipping in my cookie jar but me. And I'm stingy, I'm selfish when it comes to that. You know?
I ain't going front.
I'm selfish. And I'm stingy.
I'm selfish
and
when
I'm
it
greedy.
Comes to, like, relationships. Absolutely. I'm selfish, but at the same time, like, I have found myself being greedy, like, wanting more. And, you know, I definitely feel like some people do that as well. They're greedy. They want more.
I'm greedy with my old lady. That's what I'm greedy with.
You said what?
I'm greedy with my old lady. Like, I'm greedy with her time. And my time.
Well, I hope so.
With her. Yeah.
I definitely hope so, because that's the only, and another thing I was talking to my friend about, we were talking about how to keep the sex alive when you've been with a person so long. He was actually telling me that somebody told him after a while it gets old. Like, how do you keep the sex life exciting and interesting and fulfilling for both people if you've been together for so long?
Sometimes you gotta spice it up, switch it up, do things differently, you know? Maybe have a night where a pickup night, like he pretend to pick you up from somewhere, and then, you know what I'm saying, is you have a one-night stand with your woman. You know what I'm saying?
That would be interesting, yeah.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You pick your woman up from a bar, and you take her back to the hotel, and y'all have a dirty interlude with your woman.
Sounds interesting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you have to do it like that. You have to keep it spicy and interesting. I'm the type of person, I get bored very easily with people. So for me, it has to be spicy. It has to be interesting. It has to be freak nasty. It has to be unbelievably, not super crazy, but crazy enough to get my juices flowing.
So you like dirty sex?
I'm not going to say dirty, because I don't like the word. It sounds like it's actually literally dirty.
Yeah, it is.
But
it,
I'm saying
it can be. Yeah.
It sounds like we rolling around in dirt and shit and fucking, like, I don't like that word. But I
That's
do
it.
Like I do like freaky sex, interesting, off the wall sex. That's just something that turns me on. I like for a man to be, like, in control and, like, push me on the bed and put my panties off and
just,
yeah. So that's, everybody's different. Everybody is a lot different from me and my freaky ideas and fantasies, and I get pretty freaky.
Okay, that's cool. That's what's up. Your man is very lucky, whoever he is.
I know, he's very lucky. when I get to him, then he'll know.
I hope he appreciates it.
I hope so too. I really do. I try very hard to live up to that freaky woman. I hope he does appreciate it.
Yeah. Maybe
are
like
you
hey, I'm a Scorpio, so you already know.
Oh yeah. Y'all are freaky.
Maybe like, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Maybe you can leave something, maybe you can leave something dirty on his voicemail, you feel me? So when you check it, you know, give him something to think about.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you
know,
I try to send him pictures, and I try to do interesting, like, different, just to keep him thinking about me. I might send him a video to his email, or leave him a message, or, you know, just send him a text message, something freaky. Just to
spice
keep him,
it up.
Yeah. To keep him interested. And, you know, I have, like, a long-distance thing, so I have to really push it.
Phone sex.
Yeah, we do that, too.
I recently discovered that I like phone sex.
It's great, isn't it?
I'm gonna say within the last 2 years. I mean, I've been having phone sex for a while, but within the last 2 years, I really discovered that I really enjoyed the whole phone sex thing. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Why do you like it so much, James? Why do I like phone sex?
Mm-hmm. What turns you on about phone sex?
I mean, it's the fantasy, like, and I like to hear a woman moaning and the thought of what it would be like to be there with her and to hear her play with her pussy. You know what I'm saying? It's incredible to me. I really get into it nowadays.
Yeah. I love phone sex. I love it because I like for people to touch me before they actually touch me. Like, get my mind into it. Get me mentally horny
and ready. The thing about me is, and I know I might be a little different than other dudes, I don't want to get on the phone and just immediately start having phone sex. I want to have a regular conversation first, and then, like,
yeah.
It escalates into a phone sex. You know?
Yeah, of course. I've heard situations
like I don't want you to call me and, you know what I'm saying, you already be wet and ready.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let's have a regular conversation first. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about some more random old crazy stuff. Let's talk about our day or whatever we gotta talk about. And then just go into it like that, you know? I like to build up.
Definitely. Definitely. I've had situations where we text and we're texting like regular stuff, and then it turns into, you know, something extra, and then we call each other and we get straight to it because we've already passed that talking stage of, hey, how you doing? How was your day? You know, we've already done that. So it's like, as soon as I hear that person's voice, it's on and popping for the both of us. So yeah, I definitely understand. You gotta get me mentally ready, and that's why I like phone sex, because I can imagine how it's gonna feel and how it's gonna taste and how I'm gonna sound with your dick and my pussy and my pussy muscle squeezing your dick and
certain words that the women say really get to me, like certain words
like
that women, the word pussy. if you say the word pussy and you say it in the right tone, that'll get my dick hard.
So, yeah. Like, if I say pussy, does that get your dick hard?
Yeah, yeah. You know?
It does.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
And you got, you know what I'm saying, if you say it in, like, you know what I'm saying, the right tone and the right pitch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if I hear a woman moaning, that really, like, yeah, that's a wrap.
Do you like when a woman moans loudly, or do you like soft?
She ain't got, no, she ain't got to scream, you know? Just soft. Start out soft. Feel me? Start out low.
Start
and then, you know,
off.
Yeah. And then, you know, work your way up a tone, you know?
Yeah. Depending on how good it feels. Like, if it starts feeling really good to me, at first I'll be, you know, soft and steady. And then as it gets better and better for me, I just get louder and louder and...
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. It gets pretty intense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know what you mean, James.
Exactly.
I'm feeling some type of way right now.
And then I might tell you, hey, tell me that's my pussy. Yeah?
Oh my gosh. That's like...
I love that.
Yeah,
I love
that's
that.
Like the best.
Call me daddy. You know?
call you daddy and tell you to spank my ass and pull my hair and bite on my neck and fuck me real hard. I feel you.
Yeah. Tell me to go deeper and faster. You know?
Harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I talk a lot of shit when I'm, like, when it's feeling real good. I start saying all kinds of stuff. Right. And yeah. But James, it was nice talking to you.
It was very nice talking to you also, Miss Princess.
I appreciate
Jess.
You calling me.
You too, darling. I appreciate you answering me.
Of course. All the time. Anytime. Definitely all keep
right.
listening, okay?
Most definitely. I got you.
Alright. Alright, you guys. Like I said, conversation up for discussion is, can a man or woman be in a relationship committed to the person and not have a side piece on the side? Like, can we do that or can't we? It's hard. It's really hard. Like I said, I've been in both situations where I was the side piece, and I've been in other situations where I know he has a side piece and I'm like, what the hell? It kind of makes you feel like, am I enough for that person sexually? Do we have a sexual chemistry that is could never be broken by anybody? But you never know. Yeah, I don't know. We're gonna go to the next caller and see what they're talking about. So already off the fist, where are you calling from?
What's going on, Jazzy? This is Dre.
Hi, Dre from VA. What's up?
What's happening? We missed you.
Nothing. I know. I missed you guys. I've been working.
No doubt. So how was your night tonight?
My night was pretty interesting. Very interesting. I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah?
How was your night? Yeah, how was your night?
Well, you know, got my work on and stuff, you know, so other than that, I've just been on chill, you know.
Yeah.
I was waiting to see if you was going to be on tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I started a little late. I had some things to do before I started the show. But I'm not going to go another week without getting on and talking to them if I can't do it.
I'm pretty sure they understand your hustle, you know.
Yeah.
They can't get mad
like,
at
I'm
that.
A woman that's all about my money. I'm about my papers. So if you guys don't know, then now you know. If I don't do the show, it's because I'm getting some money.
Right.
Like, I'm getting some money. Even when I'm sick, I still do the show. So if I'm getting money, like, that's the only reason why I wouldn't be on.
Right, right.
But I'm here now. So, Dre, I know you want to get into the conversation because I know how you get about conversations. You get very intense and you get very into it. And I love the conversations that we have with each other because they're very intense and sexy. But anyway, back to the topic.
I do what I do.
I know, you really do what you do.
Do it well.
You do it very well. Very, very, very well. But anyway, to the topic up for discussion for tonight, can men and women be completely committed in a relationship and not have a side piece?
I think it all depends on the maturity of the person and the maturity of the relationship. I mean, if they both off the back know or have an agreement as far as, you know, if I can't get it from you, some people it might work to have a side piece if they know about that side piece and it's just that one side piece. Mm-hmm. You know, and it could start off just having a threesome, and then that person can start off to be that side piece. So you kind of got to be careful when you're trying to include people in your relationship.
Definitely.
But I think, you know, it's all about, like you said earlier, keeping that person's interest enough to where they wouldn't want to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about how you make that person feel, even when you're not around them. You know, if they feel some type of way about you, even though they could get away with something because you're not around, if they feel that way about you, to where they know they wouldn't feel right about it, even if you didn't know about it. You know, it kind of varies. It all depends on the person. It all depends on what the relationship, the foundation, basically.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Since you brought up keeping the interest, I was talking to a friend of mine about relationships, how to keep your spouse interested in you sexually, and he was telling me that a friend of his told him that after a while it gets old, like the sex gets old with the same person over and over and over. So
right.
I want to know what are some different things that you can do to keep sex interesting and new, make it feel new to you and not let it become old and whack as hell.
To me, I mean, it's the getting old sex thing, I mean, it's kind of obsolete in my opinion. I mean, it's not even an issue. What you could do, if that comes about, I mean, definitely just try to take it to that next level, however that level may be, you know. Just continue
to, you know. Do you think that in that situation, you should add stuff like that. And I think that's one of the reasons why people start to add people to their situations, is because they get bored and they feel like, oh, this old, this is my girl, like I fuck her every day, like I need something new. I need some new pussy. Like, is it true that men need new pussy all the time? Like, what's up with y'all? A woman can fuck a dude
the pussy,
for years.
The pussy could be new every time you go in it, if you do it right.
Definitely. I mean, what do we need to do? Do we need to do Kango exercises?
Like,
keep the pussy super duper tight, so you'll be like, damn, this feel like some new pussy every time. Like, what does a woman need to do to make a man feel like I love fucking her every day, and I can fuck her for years and never feel like I want some other pussy?
Well, I can boil it down to one word: commitment. If you're committed to that person, you know, 100%, you know, and it takes a strong-minded person to do so. But if you're committed to that person, you could definitely sway things in your favor to where you would be like, you know, damn, I love fucking her. You know what I'm saying? That way, and then, with that attitude, every time you have sex, you'll strive to make it that much better.
Okay, I can agree with that. I can definitely agree with that. My whole issue is, that's one of my, you know, issues, because I'm like, you know, if I get married, like, is this dude gonna wanna fuck me and be happy with my pussy all the time? Like, because I don't have sex, like, a lot right now. I don't have sex. And, you know, when I do have sex, people are like, damn, like, you know, that shit good. Okay, cool. But what if you was with me forever? Like, we lived together and we was around each other all the time and you could get my pussy all the time. Like, would you be satisfied with that?
Definitely. I mean, it's basically what we're talking about is the maturity of the person. I mean, I've run into things like that all the time as far as dealing with, you know, chicks that's younger than myself, where they feel some type of way, but then I have to explain to them, if I'm into you, you know, it's certain... You don't have to do certain things to keep my attention. If I make the decision to be down for you, if I make the decision to be there for you, it's, you know, it's, you can do certain things to keep my attention, but in actuality, it's not even, it's kind of like for your game and not mine, because you already have my attention wholeheartedly from the jump. Now, you can do things to make yourself feel like, okay, I got his attention. But at the same time, you got to know that person to know already, you know, I got his attention the way I want it. And at the same time, you can tell them. You can tell by their expressions. You can tell by their, you know, their body motions and how they act around you, you know, how they act when they, you know, if they haven't been around you for a while, how they act when they get around you. You know, it's all about, to me, bottom line, it's if that person is for you, you know. That person is for you, and you know it. It makes it that much more challenging, but at the same time, that much more rewarding. That will keep that will keep the interest going by itself, you know?
Yeah.
And it'll just keep growing, and until, you know, it gets to that point where it's limitless as far as where that relationship can go, you know.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. What do you like sexually for a woman to do that keeps you interested in her?
You want me to say that on the air?
Yes, I want you to say that on the air. This is Tell All Radio. I want you to tell it all.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What can a woman do for me? What was the question again?
What can a woman do sexually that keeps you interested in her? What do you like? That's what I want to know. I want to know what you like. Maybe I can
do
it for you.
I just like it when a woman tries to take control, you know, in that sexual, you know, that sexual state, she thinks she's taking control of me, and in all actuality, I'm letting her do what she want to do, and then it gets to a point where I flip the script on her. You're like, okay, you think you got it? Now let me show you what's up. You know, it's to that point where I'm going to be like, all right, you did your thing, now you sit back and let me do you, you know.
Mm.
And then it switches, it vice versa. You tell me what you want to do to me, I tell you what I want to do to you, we do it. And it's all in the tone of the person's voice, you know.
Yeah. So how do you like your woman to sound when you're inside of her? Like, do you like for her to talk to you? Do you like for her to moan really loud? Or do you like it soft? Like, tell me what you like.
I like a woman to just be in the moment. Whatever comes natural.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's screaming.
That's a good answer.
Soft, moaning, talking shit. I like it all. You know, it turns me on that much more. You know, and then the more you do it, that gets me into it that much more. That gets me that much harder. That makes me go that much harder. You know?
Yeah. Definitely. And I'm guilty of that as well. Like, I love to hear a man talk to me. Like, I love that rough talk, that sexy, like, cursing me a little bit, getting really freaky, being really into it, like, yeah.
Like the way
some
I do it.
One. Yeah, the way you do it.
Right.
Great.
See, I knew that, though. That goes into what I was saying already. If you know the person, you know what they like.
Yeah, you do.
Just keep adding on good things to what they like already. That makes the sex that much better. Makes me, you know, it's an explosion. You know?
An explosion of juices.
Right. Next thing you know, the pussy be talking, you be talking. It's all good.
Well, my pussy is wet now, so thank you. I appreciate it.
You saying I did that to
you? Wet. Yeah, you
did. I did that to you?
You did it.
Like I said, that's what I have to do.
But that's okay, because I got my brush.
Your what?
You don't know my brush. Because you know I broke my toy and everything, so.
Oh,
I got
gosh.
My brush to hold me up. To hold me over.
Wow.
Make me feel good for the moment. So I'm good. I'll be good.
Yeah. Is that brush going to make you feel good later, too?
Absolutely. Yeah, I like to come more than one time.
Oh, that's
automatic. Just so I be in that deep sleep. Like, that, right. Oh my God, if you touch me, I'm going to slap you because I'm sweet. Like, that deep sweet.
One thing that I like is when I made a woman come so hard where she tries to hold the other ones back, and I'm like, she's like, you know, hold up, and I'm like, nah, I got this, and then they just flat out lose it, you know. That's one thing that turns me on.
Like, that shit sucks. Like, you're in the moment and you're feeling it and you come, and then, like, especially when I have phone sex, like, I come and I'm like, oh my God, shut the fuck up, because if you keep talking, my pussy is going to get wetter and wetter and wetter, and I'm going to want to play my pussy again, but I'm not ready. Like, I need a minute. There are times where I don't need a minute. There are times where I'm just like, yo, keep fucking talking, and I'm going to keep playing with my pussy until I fall asleep playing with my pussy, like.
And see, it's good that you express that, though, you know. That way that person knows, okay, if you need a minute, I'm going to give them a minute. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, but at the same time, even like with the phone sex thing, you know. You might have it to where you fall asleep on the phone because it was so good, you know.
Yeah, I've
done. And like you said, that imagination thing that you use is pretty good too. You know, you use that imagination, even not just with the phone sex. Your imagination when the person is there, you know, that's another thing that can keep the sex that much better. That can keep the pussy good, keep the pussy wet.
Wet and ready and fuckable all the time.
The best pussy you can have,
one
that's fuckable.
Exactly.
All the time.
All the time, like, that pussy is ready all the time.
Like, so wet, as soon as you stick the dick in it and start talking. That's what I'm talking
about.
Like,
it just be talking like, yo, what's up?
You know it.
Like, hey.
You know it.
Like, hey.
Like, each stroke in, I'm like, huh, what'd you say?
Exactly.
Get loud, let me.
Yeah. So we're gonna take a break because I'm horny and I need to play with myself a little bit.
You're welcome.
Feeling real relaxed right now. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. So I'm gonna play with myself. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna listen to some music. And when we come back, it's only time to go, but we're going to talk for a little minute. If you want to call in and you want to talk or whatever for, you know, in between the music, definitely call up. Say what's up. The number is 646-478-3599. Thank you so much, Jay, for calling up and kicking it with me. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, baby. Tell radio. You know it.
All right, you guys, like I said, we're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. I'm for real. If you go somewhere, I'm going to beat you up. Your life. Talk all radio.
Tell all radio
tell
live.
All radio tell live. All.
I can make it wet, baby, tripping wet, baby. I can make it wet, baby, hot, wet, sick, baby. I can make it wet, baby, kissing on your neck. Baby, trippin' up in sweat. Baby, do your damn thing. Let me kiss you on your
tongue vibrating up and down that click. I'ma eat you up and down until that pussy dripping wet. By the way you make that sound, I can tell you loving it.
That's
when you bust a nut, girl, I'ma let you feel this dick. Slow stroke that thing, baby, let me hit it from the back. She said, nigga, beat it up and then smack me on my ass. Then I hit it like she wanted, I'm the best she ever had. Now the neighbors keep complaining cause she's screaming my name. My dick all in the stomach and we both dripping sweat. I told you, baby girl, I can get that pussy wet.
I can make it wet, baby, dripping, dripping wet. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, hot, wet sex. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, kissing on your neck. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, I can make it wet. Baby,
baby,
I can make it wet.
My pussy, let me hear you say it. Let me hear you scream my name while I bust you on the table. I can see it in your eye. You the type that take a stable. This a triple crown horse that'll catch up with your neighbor. Had you running up the bed, so I put it in your deeper. Then you're digging in my back just to say that you a keeper. So I stroke a little more so she get a little tingle. Got a toe going ham cause she feeling all this penis. I said really gone stupid cause I'm fucking on my single. Make her do a dirty dance while I'm dishing out these singles. You can do it baby while I eat you like a Pringle. Put my lips up on that click, watch me lick. Boy show. Every woman gon' remember I can make it wet. Get a taste of this pimple.
I can make it wet, baby, drippin', drippin' wet. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, hot, wet sex. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, kissin' on your neck. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, I can make it wet. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, drippin' up in sweat. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, kissin' on your neck. Baby, I can make it wet.
Lips I never seen. If I wanted to eat ya, I could eat ya cause your pussy clean. I thought it was all how that pussy sat up in them jeans. But now I got you naked, I can see how that pussy hang. I better snap out this shit or I'ma do the wrong thing. I wanna fuck you raw, that pussy like it's
everything.
Now all I wanna know, that pussy get real wet. You got a soaker, I got to run my tongue across your chest. Or I can rub on your click and just play with your neck. And let me slide my fingers in that pussy just to check. Ain't about who's spending the most money, it's about who fuck the best. I'm a hot bitch who a freak, baby, when it come to sex. The same color as cotton candy. And pussy smell like water. Ain't no smell in it. A clean motherfucker. She runs to the shower when we finish. And the mama got a snapper. Pussy be biting while I'm biting. A tight pussy seems like she ain't been fucked in a minute. I like to look at it while we fucking. I can see them lips gripping. Seem like that pussy get wetter when them toes to the ceiling. And while she steady moaning, shit, I'm steady digging. Fuck, I ever, long as I can see that pussy from that position, D. And pussy so good, wish I was able to take this pussy with me. Just let me lay my head on this pussy for a minute. You got the prettiest and the best pussy I done got, period. Had a bitch though, when she take that shit off though and get naked, cause pussy just flawless though. Told my pussy just sit up like a mango though. Pussy get super wet though. Pretty lips on the pussy nigga than ever seen, cause I'm fucked up, homie. I seen this here and cause this over here fucks me up though. For real though, I had to write this one, man. Miss Pretty Pussy, I fucks with you though.
And 50 comments on ass is not fluke, so no cuffing, no buns in the oven. If my girl called your phone, she just bluffing. As long as you and I both know, we just fucking. If anybody else do ask, we just nothing. Balenciaga. If you act right, I can match you up proper. If it's about a dollar thing, big like Papa. Introduce your exes to my chopper. Don't listen to your best friend, she don't matter. You know she wanna be you in that vehicle. Riding a see-through V1, V2. Chanel or Celine, however I see you. Christians or Chloe, damn, them C's too. You know I play fair, I'm daddy daycare. I know it ain't cheap for you to lay here.
Boy.
Get past the nonsense and be honest. All the ones I sponsor clear my conscience. Can't commit the crime without accomplice. We both to blame, let's push the shame behind us. On the DL, pushing my brother CL. Meet you at the spot, you had 10 on the TL. It's only right you shake them phony types and embrace the kid like my bracelets did. I'm from the era where the money come fast. Blow it all cause the money don't last. While I'm broke, niggas looking puppy dog sad. She in that new purse saying, honey, don't ask.
Boy, you got that fix in the morning. You got that thing to make a girl feel hot. Boy, you got me lonely. Just say the words, I'll do anything you want. Boy, let me love you. Boy, let me love you. Boy, let me love you.
I'm thinking of the truth. to give me your best love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us.
Sometimes I wonder what I did to deserve you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us, they don't know about
they gon' talk about it, gon' talk about it. Gon' try to change your mind about it. Gon' tell you things you don't wanna hear, but we could.
But don't worry about
it. They talk about it, they talk about it. Just let them know we already got it. Just tell them that we gon' work at it, we good.
But don't worry about it.
I bet you love me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us. They don't know about us.
Even or at my worst.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us. They don't know about us.
And I know that it's different. Feels like we're best friends. We're connected.
They don't know about us. They don't know about us.
What did it do to deserve you? Gonna try to change your mind about it. Gonna tell you things you don't wanna hear, but we good.
But don't worry about it.
So when they talk about it, they talk about it. Just let them know we already got it. Just tell them that we gon' work at it, we good.
Don't worry about it.
Some more, I do more than sing. I'm out now, back now. Plus I got my own move now. After all the words that they gave me, you stood by, you didn't play, you didn't doubt. Think you want some more? I truly believe that if it was not for you, I don't know what I would do.
Just say it, speak your mind. feel like putting on me. Baby, I'ma make you scream, yeah. I'm not finished yet. 20 more seconds. Oh, you ain't gotta beg no more. I'ma give it up. I'ma give you all my love. And baby, I'm gonna give you what you asking for. But if you want more, I'm gonna make you beg. Only if you save me, but her body is your body telling me yes.
Tell All Radio Tell Live. All Radio Tell Live. All.
All right, you guys. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. It's Tell All Radio. And the conversation up for discussion is, can a man or woman be in a committed relationship and not have a side piece? And what can we do to make sure that we don't get bored with the person that we're with? A couple of things that we threw out there was to be interesting, to be spontaneous, to do things that are unexpected, like picking your woman up, pretending like you don't know each other, going on our first date, I guess you would call it, and been going back to a room and just keeping it spicy and fun. And what's the best word to use? Keeping it, I'll think of the word in a minute because I can't think right now because I'm horny. And yeah, y'all know how I get. When I get horny, I get a little sidetracked, and my pussy starts, you know, making decisions. So, yeah, tonight was a great night. We had some great conversations, great, interesting ways to keep the sex alive in the relationship, and I'm satisfied. I hope you're satisfied as well. Because I'm definitely satisfied with the conversation that we had tonight. I guess nobody else wants to say anything tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I have shit that I have to do, homework, studying, all that good stuff. So yeah, you guys definitely keep listening every week. Every Wednesday, I'm going to try to keep my Wednesdays free, and I'm going to be on it. You know, I'm going to be doing my show, making sure I do it every week from now on, because I don't want you guys to feel like I'm, you know, holding out on you or whatever. I'm not. I don't feel like you're important, because I do. You're very important to me. I love you guys so much. So, yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tell All Radio. Once again, this is your girl, Princess Jazzy. Shout out to the Six Man Radio team. Shout out to God. Shout out to everybody who tunes in and kicks it with me every week. Even if you don't say nothing, I see you listening. I see you supporting the conversation from a distance. I see you. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. So, I'm going to get out of here. Like I said, I got stuff to do. Next week, we're going to come back. We're going to kick it once again. And, you know, we're going to kick it from 9 until 11. Next week, I'm going to give y'all the whole 2 hours. whole 2 hours. I didn't do any poetry tonight, but next week I got y'all on the poetry as well. So definitely. Oh, also, I want to throw this out there before I, you know, leave. I am doing an event at the beginning of the year. I'm looking for artists. I'm looking for poets. I'm looking for spoken word artists as well. I'm looking for musicians, you know, if you play any instruments or whatever. Anybody who's interested in showcasing their talent or making, you know, the night an interesting night, because I want to do something different. I'm not a club type person, so I want to create an atmosphere where people who love all types of artistry can come and enjoy it. And plus, it's going to be my birthday, so you guys got to come out. You got to kick it with me, you know, and enjoy the night. It's going to be food. There's going to be body art. There's going to be photographers. It's going to be so many different things going on. And I'm super excited about this because it's my first project. And I'm just excited, super excited. So definitely, if you want to come through, you want to kick it with me, you want to perform, whatever the case may be. It is a grown and sexy event. I'm turning 24. I need the grown and sexy people to be there, you know. I don't need all that ratchet, crazy stuff. Just grown and sexy, simple, seductive, freaky, nasty. Y'all know I'm nasty. Y'all know I'm freaky, so... That's what I need. I need for that to be the atmosphere that you're walking into, the freak nasty atmosphere. So definitely, like I said, if you're interested in performing, you're interested in coming and kicking it with me, saying what's up to me, email me at tellallradio77@gmail.com. Again, my email is tellallradio77@gmail.com. Email me, I'll send you the details and let you know where it's going to be and all of that. So like I said, I'm super excited about that. And yeah, I'm super excited about next week. Definitely come back, kick with me from 9 until 11 p.m. Eastern time. Love you guys. Okay, I'm done. I'll see you guys next week. Alright? Peace.
Six Man.
Radio. I wonder if you can imagine a place where you can
do whatever
and be whatever you want. Whether you're on top or the bottom. This is a place where your fantasy becomes reality.
Radio Live.